Episode number 720 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Greg Dean. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, dropshipping. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. It's a business model that allows many more people to participate in entrepreneurship. Get free online marketing tips and resources delivered directly to your inbox. Start building your store with a free 14-day trial of Shopify. The seller doesn't have to handle the product directly. Once a customer buys a product, you'll be able to fulfill their order in the Oberlo app. Sales growth will always bring additional work, especially related to customer support, but businesses that utilize dropshipping scale particularly well relative to traditional e-commerce businesses. Dropshipping is an order fulfillment method that does not require a business to keep products in stock. We're on a mission to provide businesses like yours marketing and sales tips, tricks, and industry-leading knowledge to build the next household name brand. The vendors passes on the sales order to the supplier, who then fulfills the order. I don't know if I have enough time to start a business. When you buy something online, you think, I bought a water bottle from Fancy Water Bottles. Fancy Water Bottles sends the order to water bottles worldwide. Dropshipping is a business model that allows entrepreneurs to start an online business and sell products to their customers without ever actually stocking the items themselves. If a customer has a payment dispute or wants a refund, for instance, it's likely that PayPal will take the customer's word and respond. Whenever you make a sale using AliExpress dropshipping, you can then purchase your products from the AliExpress supplier, who will then ship them to your customer. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 720. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.